It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 4:30, partly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 41 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Doctors with Intermountain Healthcare are urging caution as we head into the holiday weekend. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports they point out that Utah is still a top 10 state for COVID infection and hospitalization.
COVID-19 case rates and hospitalizations are at nearly the same levels as last Thanksgiving. And Intermountain Healthcare infectious disease physician Dr. Brandon Webb says now there are other respiratory illnesses to worry about. The flu, RSV, croup viruses, and more. He says if you're feeling sick, maybe sit out the big family gathering this year.
Dr. Webb is again encouraging people to get vaccines and boosters as necessary. Utah is reporting just over 1,800 new COVID cases today. Nearly 22% of the cases were school-aged children. State Department of Health says 13 more deaths. One of those was a man between 25 and 44. Starting today, the Department of Health says it will provide information about booster shots with its daily COVID-19 vaccine count. So far, nearly 375,000 Utahns have received a COVID booster. You can find a breakdown of the vaccinations to date on the state's coronavirus dashboard, coronavirus.utah.gov. KSL's top national stories this hour. New government data shows COVID hospitalizations are on the rise in nearly half of U.S. states. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more on what's behind the current spike.
The CDC and Department of Health and Human Services say 23 states have seen COVID hospitalizations go up by 10% or more in the past week. This comes after a surge of new infections in recent weeks. Health officials say the vast majority of COVID infections and severe hospitalizations are among the unvaccinated. Relaxed restrictions, increased travel, waning vaccine immunity, and colder weather pushing people indoors are also contributing to the current uptick. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
Unemployment plummeted last week to the lowest level in more than a half century. The number of Americans filing for unemployment claims fell by 71,000 to 199,000 last week, the lowest level since November 1969. The president issued a statement today saying that this is historic jobs recovery, noting that 5.5 million jobs have been created since he took office and the unemployment rate is 4.6%. Unemployment may be down, but there are plenty of jobs open, causing a new trend to show up that could have your old boss giving you a ring. It's called becoming a boomerang employee. DMBA certified financial planner Shane Stewart says there are a few reasons for that.
During the pandemic, when folks were shut down, they scrambled to go find other jobs, get other education. And now they're in those jobs and it's hard to refill the service industry. That'll take some time, including other jobs that used to be in person or now can be done remotely. That has made employers scramble to find people that they can bring in and train. And sometimes the person you already trained is a better person. And so that's why they're reaching out to former employees.
Overall, recruiting company alumni can save time on training and rehires are easier to socialize back into the company culture. Seniors and veterans on fixed incomes can now get on the wait list for affordable housing. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
The old Airport Inn Hotel at 2333 West North Temple in Salt Lake City has seen a few transformations. Last winter, it was turned into a shelter for the homeless in time for winter temperatures. This year, it has been purchased and turned into apartment units for those 55 and up and veterans who have incomes but have a hard time paying rent.
What we're hoping is that they get out of this is a family in the community that they feel like they can belong in.
CEO of Switchpoint Community Resource Center, Carol Hollowell, says if you qualify and want to get on the waiting list, go to their website. It's pointhotel.org. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Current residents are moving in this week in time for the holidays. A Park City man has been arrested and is accused of giving his teen co-worker edibles who later had a seizure. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has the story.
Police say Juan Carlos Recano gave an edible to the 16-year-old who later had a reaction to the gummy. She told police Recano was her co-worker and had them in a packaging of Sour Patch Kids.
Handed it to her and told her that this was a good kind. She admitted to our deputy that she knew that they were a THC product.
Summit County Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Andrew Wright says they were later able to search Recano's Park City home and found a lot more drugs,
including THC edibles, mushrooms, sounds like LSD, and some other things.
He was arrested and now has a total of 8 drug-related charges. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.